I remember seeing a talk when I was in high school of a guy who took a $20 bill and he held it up to in front of the kids and he said, you know, who wants this $20 bill? And they all raise their hands, you know. And it's a fresh $20 bill, brand new. So he takes it and he crumples it up into a ball. He said, who wants this $20 bill? They all still raise their hand. Me, I want it, right? Then he straightens it out a little bit but tears the edges and rips it up a little. Who wants a $20 bill? Well, everyone still wanted it. Then he put it in a bowl and dumped water all over it and dropped it on the floor. And who wants a $20 bill? Everyone still wanted the $20 bill, right? And then the point that he made to us was that there is an inherent value in that bill. That no matter what was going on to it, as long as it still was there, its substance was still there, it's still worth $20. And he went on to make the point to us that God loves us because we have an inherent value and the inherent dignity of a person, that there's nothing that can take that away from us. Whatever sin we might find ourselves struggling with, whatever events that have happened to us in life, however we do or don't value ourselves, we have an inherent value from God. And a value that he finds so endearing that he's willing to come, take on flesh, and die to redeem it. That's the story, that's the nature of the Christian belief. That God loves us so much that he gave his only son to come and take our place. When we hear in our gospel today these two different parables, and if I would have used the longer gospel, the third one would have been the prodigal son. But the first two gospels really bring out the point I'm trying to make, the lost sheep and the lost coin. What's the big deal with the lost coin? You have nine others. Because for us, our inherent value is unique and unreplaceable. God loves us because he made us and made us good. Think of it is, a lot of times we don't see that value in ourselves. And that was this man's point in trying to make that to us. We don't see our own value. We don't see our own gifts, our own worth. Today is the big reveal, as they say, for the stewardship renewal. Our new stewardship banner, poster, prayer card. I know we'll be handing these prayer cards out in just a moment. And I'll conclude my homily with this prayer on the stewardship prayer card. But the theme for this year is stewarding our gifts. Stewarding our gifts. And I think the real operative word there is gifts. To be able to recognize what those gifts are. If we don't understand what our gifts are, there's a very good chance we're not sharing them. If we don't even know what our talent is, where our gifts lie. It's one thing to be able to write a check and just say, all right, here's my stewardship. But that's not stewardship. Maybe most of the country, when people think stewardship, they automatically see dollar signs. But that's not the way we live out stewardship in the Diocese of Wichita. That's not how we understand stewardship here. Stewardship is the grateful response of a Christian disciple who recognizes and receives God's gifts and shares these gifts in love of God and neighbor. But the point is, you first have to recognize in order to receive, in order to truly receive. To recognize your own gifts, your own talents. Do we do that? Do we see what our gifts are and how we're giving them back to God? Because I think we tend to get in a very small shoebox of our mind of, well, if I don't lecture at Mass or if I'm not on the grounds crew, well, those are my talents, and other than that, there's not a lot I can give back. But that's such a weak understanding of stewardship, a weak understanding of who we are and our value. Each one of you has been blessed with incredible gifts and talents in many different areas. How are you sharing them back with our Lord? Or are you just simply keeping them to yourself? Stewardship demands that you recognize who you are, that you recognize that you're worth being pursued, being sought after, that you are loved, that you are wanted. If you don't recognize that, chances are you're not going to value your own talents and gifts. And if you don't value them, you're not going to think they're worth sharing and giving back to our Lord. So if we want to live stewardship fully, we have to know who we are, what we have been given. Which is exactly why I love the stewardship prayer this year. It's the prayer, like I said, that we'll be praying here in just a moment. Listen for, if you will, for just a second. Heavenly Father, or Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, as we look deep within ourselves and discover the many gifts and talents that you have given us, direct our lives in a way which best allow us to steward these gifts. So the prayer starts with a reflection. Help me to look within myself to find my gifts. And then the second part of this prayer, which I've never heard this in a stewardship prayer before, but it makes perfect sense if you truly understand stewardship. The second part of this prayer: give us the courage to confirm in others the talents and the giftedness that they possess. Recognizing the talents of others and drawing them out, calling them on, extending the invitation for them to steward their gifts and their talents is another part of stewardship. Say, hey, you're blessed in this area. Have you ever thought about starting a ministry? Or have you ever thought about joining a ministry? Brothers and sisters, if we want to live stewardship, if we want to continue to build up the body of faith that we have been given, that's been passed on to us from our forefathers, we have to take our own ownership of stewardship, of our own life, to recognize who we are in Christ, and then share those gifts in love of God and neighbor. So at this time, I'd like to invite the ushers to come forward and to pass out these stewardship prayer cards. And as they kind of pass them up and down along the sides, if you notice as you were coming in, especially along the Douglas street out here, there is all the various banners out in front. And I think we have, I don't know precisely what the number is, but 80-some ministries here at the Church of the Blessed Sacrament. 80-some ministries. And these ministries are, you know, things like Men's Club, Altar Society, St. Vincent de Paul Society. Just so many opportunities to be able to get involved and share those talents. And there's a whole varied way, a whole spectrum of things that you can do to get involved and to share those gifts and talents. So my challenge to you is to perhaps get out of that box a little bit. Maybe see where your gifts are, where your passions lie, and maybe share them in a way that's never been done before, in a way that you've never considered before. To step out of your box, your comfort zone, and maybe join in a new way, share your gifts and talents in a new way.